Jackson. You promised Daddy you'd eat all your breakfast.
I will.
He meant today.
Good morning, ladies.
Oh, Daddy.
Hi, Grandpapa.
Well, look at my lovely little Tabitha. She's outgrown the toddler stage and blossomed into early witchhood. Where's Sir Dennis?
Dennis who?
Your husband. The M-O-R-T-A-L.
D-A-R-R-I-N is at work.
Devastated to have missed him.
Oh, well, he'll be devastated too. Now, sweetheart, you finish your breakfast. Grandpapa and I'll be in the living room.
Samantha, you look absolutely radiant.
I do?
Yes, there's a special aura about you. So special that its vibrations have zonked across the atmospheric continuum and led me to you.
Well,
what's happened?
Nothing. Except I'm happy to see you. You ought to zonk across the atmospheric continuum more often.
I will, now that I've increased my efficiency.
Increased it? Daddy, when it comes to efficiency, you are one of the all-time greats.
That's very kind of you, dear, but the truth of the matter is I'm getting a little older and a bit forgetful. So I've engaged an assistant.
An assistant, Warlock?
A kind of private secretary. Would you like to meet her?
Oh, I'd love to.
Miss Beecham, on duty, please.
Hi there.
My daughter Samantha, Miss Abigail Beecham.
Wow.
What's your first impression?
Huh? Oh. Well, my first impression is that she looks...
Yes?
She looks very efficient. Experience as a secretary, I mean.
Of course she's had experience. Why else would I hire her?
Oh, I don't know. There might be another reason.
Mommy, I ate all my breakfast.
Oh, that's a good girl. Miss Beecham, this is my daughter, Tabitha.
Hello, Ducky.
Hello. You're beautiful. Is it you, Grandpapa?
Yes. Now that you mention it. Yes, she is.
Sweetheart, why don't you run along outside and play?
I want Grandpapa to make me a toy.
Tabitha, really?
I'd be delighted, my darling. Now, how about a nice little swing set?
Okay.
That's some little swing set. Tabitha, haven't you forgotten something?
Thank you, Grandpapa.
You're welcome, my dear.
That's better. And you remember, the swing set is only temporary. When Grandpapa goes, it goes. Okay, scoot.
You're a strict mother, aren't you, lovey?
Well, no, not exactly. It's just that I
Speaking of formidable females, how's Endora?
Oh, she's fine. When was the last time you saw her?
Oh, 2 or 3 months ago. Maybe 18. My wife and I have what might be described as an informal marriage.
Oh, that's the best kind. I'd like to meet her someday.
That can be arranged. Mother?
Samantha, no need to bother now.
Oh, Daddy, don't be silly. Miss Beecham said she'd like to meet Mother, and I'm sure that Mother would like to meet Miss Beecham. Mother! Darling, do did you call?
Ah, and Dora, ravishing as usual.
Oh, Maurice, how scintillating to see you.
It's Noel Coward time.
Who is that?
Noel Coward time is over. Mother, that is Miss Abigail Beecham. This is Andorra.
Nice to meet you.
She's a private secretary.
To whom?
To me.
He hired her to increase his efficiency.
His efficiency in what?
My efficiency in general. Abigail, to demonstrate your efficiency, take a little dictation, will you? Hamlet, Act 2, Scene 2. Oh, what a rogue and peasant slave am I.
He can say that again.
Oh, what a rogue and peasant slave am I. Is it not monstrous that this player here, but in a fiction, in a dream of passion, could force his soul to his own conceit, and so on and so forth. That's it. Perfect.
Not bad. Her typewriter needs a new ribbon.
Oh, Samantha, there's no skill to that. Any witch can type a Shakespearean soliloquy.
Ah, but there's something about her physical dexterity.
Oh, you admit it. It isn't her skill, it's her outward appearance.
Now, Andorra, you know me better than that. I judge witches by their character.
Good. In that case, you won't mind this.
Mother, that is skill.
Thank you. Don't worry, Maurice. She still has the same character.
Maybe, but I will not have you tamper with her out of spite.
Where was I?
At the unbeauty parlor.
Andorra, that reminds me of the time when you got mad when a young witch flirted with me and you had her drafted into the army.
Oh, yes. What was her name again?
Attila the Hun.
Abigail, why don't you and I have a cup of coffee and let the two lovebirds reminisce?
All righty. But you pull any more tricks on me and I'll...
Abigail... Don't live dangerously. My mother has the most powerful 1-2 punch in the cosmos. Come.
Dora, have you noticed that Samantha is remarkably vibrant?
No.
And please don't change the subject.
Oh, what is the subject?
The subject is you and Abigail Beach Nut.
How long have you been married?
5 years.
And your husband is immortal?
Yep.
Well, that's one for the record. You have a lot of courage. I'd never do it. I wouldn't even get married to a handsome young warlock.
How about a handsome older warlock?
No, I'm not the marrying type. I like to keep moving from one romance to another.
I see. I guess wherever you go, you leave behind you a trail of broken hearts.
Yes, I do. But it takes them a couple of weeks to wipe the smiles off their faces.
Andorra, have you quite finished nagging at me?
I have not.
Then will you allow me a brief moment to make an observation?
You have 10 seconds.
I hate to say this, Andorra, but...
But what?
I've come to the conclusion that you're jealous.
I?
You.
Oh, that's absurd. I haven't a jealous bone in my body.
Well, how's everything going?
You leave my husband alone, or I'll disintegrate you.
What did I do?
Nothing. She's jealous of you.
Oh, well, that's understandable.
Mother, have you and Daddy been quarreling?
No.
Yes.
I merely pointed out that your father is making a fool of himself.
Did you point it out in a nice way?
Samantha, I will repeat for your benefit what I told Endora. My relationship with Abigail is professional. Purely.
That's right. And thanks for defending my reputation.
There, you see? They're carrying on in public.
Oh, now, Mother, he's only...
If you have no consideration for me, at least think of your daughter.
Oh, really?
Oh, darling, try not to let this scar you permanently.
Yes, Miss Mother, I'll try. Daddy, at least tell Mother you're sorry.
Oh, sorry for what?
I don't know. Think of something.
And Dora, if by any remote chance I've done something to offend you...
Don't touch me.
But I'm your husband.
Not for long.
What does that mean?
I am going straight to the Witch's Council, and I'm going to file for an ectoplasmic interlocutory.
You're kidding.
On what grounds?
On the grounds of conduct unbecoming to a warlock.
She doesn't mean it. I'm sure she doesn't mean it. Do you think she means it?
I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. In the meantime...
Yes?
What's for lunch? Samantha, I have to admit that despite my misgivings, so far your marriage seems to have agreed with you.
Well, thank you, Daddy. Wish I could say the same for yours.
Oh, my marriage agrees with me. It's your mother who doesn't.
I don't think I've ever seen her so angry at you.
Oh, I have. We've been through these little misunderstandings for centuries.
But has she ever threatened you with an ectoplasmic interlocutory?
No. But I suppose there's a first time for everything.
You don't seem too worried.
Yes, it'll be a difficult adjustment for me, but I'll struggle to make it.
And you'll have Abigail to help you. Speaking of help, can you carry these two plates in for me? Didn't I just give you two plates?
They're on the dining room table. Together with those.
Thanks.
Come along, my dear.
What's for lunch, Ducks? I'm starved.
Ham and cheese sandwiches.
Oh, what else?
Potato salad. And if you want dessert, there's ice cream.
I want dessert.
Yes, I know you do, sweetheart.
Sandwiches, potato salad, and ice cream? What kind of lunch is that?
It's a gourmet lunch. Mortal style.
I just thought I'd show you how the other half lives.
I'm not interested. I want my regular lunch.
Then make it yourself.
Okay, I will.
That's your regular lunch? What do you have for dinner?
Oh, dinner's my big meal. That ice cream.
Abigail.
Hmm?
You're a jolly good eater. Now, you have a nice nap, Tabitha. And when you wake up, Grandpapa's going to recite Macbeth for you, from beginning to end. You lucky girl. Mother! Ma! Oh.
We'll talk in your bedroom. I don't want Maurice to know I'm here.
Okay. What took you so long? I traveled the hard way. Well, did you go to the Witch's Council?
No. I realized that an ectoplasmic interlocutory might be just what your father wants.
So?
So, I won't give it to him.
Mother, that's just an alibi.
For what?
You yourself don't want an ectoplasmic interlocutory.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
What difference does it make what I want when your father wants Miss Abigail Beechwood?
By the way, am I on Durwood's side of the bed or yours?
mine.
Good.
Mother, Daddy doesn't want Abigail. Deep down, he knows that you are the only one for him.
Then what can I do about it?
How about the old jealousy approach?
It's corny, but effective.
Whom could we get? Dr. Bombay's nephew. The one that looks like Steve McQueen?
He is Steve McQueen.
Oh.
Besides, he's too young for you.
Oh, well, isn't Abigail too young for your father?
Well, yes, of course. But, you see, we'd be much cleverer if we...
Are you ready for this?
No, but tell me anyhow.
John Van Millwood.
Oh, Maurice, we'll have an absolute fit.
Let's do it.
Maurice, let's go. I'm bored.
We are waiting for me to recite to my granddaughter.
Tabitha will be up from a nap in a few minutes.
What am I supposed to do whilst you're reciting?
You can listen to me enthralled.
Or you could whip up 30 pounds of hamburger and fix yourself a snack.
I don't want to spoil my dinner.
I dropped by to... Oh, I didn't know you two were still here.
Haroo, haroo. Goodness gracious! If it isn't John Van Millwood.
Oh, so you remember me, eh?
Remember? How could I ever forget? Brisbane, Australia, the annual Warlocks Coven. You played Brutus to my Antony. An interpretation calculated to cause the stones of Rome to rise and mutiny.
Come off it, mate. The audience couldn't understand a word you said.
Balderdash.
Hi, I'm Abigail Beecham.
Hi.
John, you remember Samantha, don't you? I said John. You remember Samantha, don't you?
Yes, yes, of course.
What a pleasant surprise.
And Dora, did you enjoy yourself at the Witch's Council?
Oh, I never got there. I flew into John, and we had an intimate lunch together.
Broiled kangaroo, no doubt.
Broiled kangaroo is a taste sensation. Or could it be that you object to us having lunch together?
Oh, don't be silly. Daddy doesn't mind Mother being friendly with other warlocks, do you, Daddy?
It depends on who they are.
Miss Beecham, are you a thespian?
Beg your pardon?
An actress, dear.
Oh, I'm a private secretary.
She keeps my husband busy, so I can be busy elsewhere.
Oh, they do make a cute couple, don't they?
Like fire and water.
Miss Beecham, you have the bearing of a great actress.
How would you know?
That does not become you, Morris.
Maurice. Maurice.
However, I shall disregard it on the basis that Will Shakespeare always said that my interpretation of Romeo was by far the best of the warlocks. But soft. What light through yonder window breaks? 'Tis the east, and Juliet is the sun.
Great heavens, those vowels!
Ah, oh, I suppose you delude yourself into believing that you could do it better, eh?
Infinitely. It is the east, and Juliet is the sun. Arise, fair sun, and kill the envious moon, who is already sick and pale with grief, that thou, her maid, art far more fair than she.
Oh, la-dee-da.
That was very good, too, Daddy.
What do you mean, too? His performance was enough to make Shakespeare turn over in his grave. And, Dora, I am shocked. that you would associate with an untalented, fraudulent colonial.
I'll associate with whomever I please, just as you do.
That is no comparison.
Why not?
Mr. Beecham is young enough to be my daughter, and he is old enough to be your husband.
Then doesn't that make their association more logical?
Certainly not. If he were youthful and handsome, I could understand his attraction for an older female. But if you find this ancient relic attractive...
I'll have you know, I was Mr. Torso of Tasmania.
This ham from down under, afflicted with an appalling speech impediment. Then, Endora, as your husband, I am insulted to the very marrow of my bones.
I'm tired of all this arguing. I think I'm going to find myself another job.
Oh, come to think of it, I could use a traveling companion. Would you be interested?
I might.
Yes. Well, I'm convinced you really are star material.
Really?
Yes. Suppose we go someplace and discuss it. Yeah? Farewell, Endora. Samantha. Good night, sweet prince, and flights of angels sing thee to thy rest.
No, 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 no. The tip of the tongue, the teeth, the lips. Flights of angels sing thee to thy rest.
Talking of rest.
Oh, Maurice. There's no one who can hold a candle to you.
Thank you, my dear.
Samantha?
Yes, Mother.
There is something different about you. Some kind of inner glow.
I've been telling her that all day.
The last time I saw her look this way was a little...
Samantha? How old is Tabitha?
That's it! That's it! Samantha, you're going to have another baby. I am?
Answer the question. Are you going to have another baby? True or false?
Those were only two choices?
Yes.
Okay. Then it's true. I am.
Oh, my darling.
Another little nipper. How delightful.
Excuse me.
Where are you going, Samantha?
I'm going to call Darren. I had this foolish idea that after the doctor and me, he'd be the first to know.
Grandma.
Grandpapa.
Yes, Darren, I will. I will. No, I won't. I will. I will. Oh, thank you, sweetheart. I'm thrilled you're thrilled. Bye.
Oh, very exciting. Soon there'll be a handsome little warlock, the spitting image of his grandfather.
Well, it could be a mortal boy, the spitting image of his father.
Samantha, bite your tongue.
Ah, here's my precious. Come along. Macbeth, Act One, Scene One. We open on three nice witches stirring a great big pot.
Daddy, could you hold the curtain? I'd like to tell Tabitha, too. Please. Come along, sweetheart. Tabitha, have you ever wished for a little brother or a little sister?
Sometimes, but not very often.
Well, I'd like you to start wishing it more often.
When will it come?
In about 6 months.
Where is it now?
Daddy and I will explain that later tonight.
Instead of television?
Yes. Sorry about that. Now, won't that be fun, having a real live baby to play with?
I'd rather have a pony.
Well, you're going to get a little baby.
Will it be a witch or a warlock?
There's always a chance that it'll be a mortal boy or girl.
I say a witch.
I say a warlock.
Boy or girl? Witch or warlock? Witch.
Good grief.